confession to make. It's always good to deliver your soul. Confessions are good for your soul. Confess your sins before the Lord, and He'll forgive you. But I have a confession to make. I struck my wife. Can you believe that, Eddie?
I know you're going to explain it.
I struck her on her cheek, and it was in the dining hall. Did you have a good breakfast this morning?
Yes.
You received something to eat. If we could get behind the scene and see how, you know, these people work, labor. It's a labor of love to prepare the food for us. Well, I was... it was one of those times when we have our meeting in the dining hall. So I was admonishing the people to receive God's word. You've got to eat it. Thy words were found, and I did eat them. You have to digest them. These words, God's designed as they become part of you. Part of you. A very vital part. To such an extent that your life is transformed. You're being conformed unto the image of Christ. You're being made more and more like Him as you partake of this bread. These words that I speak unto you, Jesus said, they're spirit, they're life. Sing them over again to me, wonderful words of life. So I was admonishing, and I told them about a little child that refused to eat, and the mother was so concerned. My child doesn't eat. I put that food in her mouth, and she spits it out immediately. And I put it in again, and it spits it out. And she had a nurse, happened to be a German nurse. And so she took that spoon and put it in the child's mouth and said, "Eat that! Eat that!" So I inadvertently, I didn't premeditate this. I hit my wife. She happened to be near me, and I said, "Eat that!" Pardon?
I didn't slap you back.
Yeah, you didn't know.
Did you?
Listen. Hear what it says. Let's see now. I am the Lord thy God. Isn't that a wonderful word? He says that to me. He says that to you. I am the Lord thy God, who brought thee out of New Jersey, New York, to Pilgrim Camp. And I say now to you, open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. Open your mouth wide. It means he wants to fill that mouth with good things. Good things. Open your mouth. Have you opened your mouth wide? I suppose that might also suggest that I come with a need. I'm famished. I'm hungry. I have a need. And so the Lord invites me to open. He's going to fill that need. He's going to meet that need. You have to open your mouth. Say, Lord, Lord, you see my need. Now, but, my people would not hearken to my voice. My people would, you see how plaintively the Lord speaks. Oh, that they had listened. That they had listened. You know, the Lord has spoken early in the morning already. I'd like to come out and listen as these fellows play their instruments. Holiness unto the Lord. And after that, they played. What did they play? When morning gilds the sky, my heart replies, may Jesus Christ be praised. And there was someone there that said, that's it for me today. The Lord has spoken. That's it for me. I'm going to render the calves of my lips. I'm going to praise Him. Oh, I'm going to open my heart that way and receive all that He has for me today. 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 He has good things for us today. Well, what I wanted to say is they didn't listen. Is that going to be our downfall? We don't listen. Listen. God in times past spoke to the fathers through prophets, but now He speaks to us by His Son. Jesus has something to say today. He expects somebody to listen. I've been exercised a little bit with acrostics. I don't know why that came into my head during the night season when I woke up. Now let's see, how can I learn? What might be a good acrostic? You know, each letter enlarging my understanding as to what it means to learn. To learn. I'm here to learn. Well, L means to listen. That's the first letter, L, right? And E means to listen eagerly. Eagerly. Attentively. I want to attend upon what I hear. How am I going to pass in this class if I don't, you know, you have to listen. And listen attentively. What is that teacher saying? And then the A, there's something the teacher's saying that he wants me to apply. There's an A there. I need to apply it to my life, my everyday living. I need a job. And if I don't learn this, you know, this lesson, I don't know whether I can present my resume and get the job. How far have we come? R. Remember. Let me remember what Sister Martha said, what Philip said, and what that testimony, oh, that touched my heart, that spoke to me. Let me remember these things. I have a sister in my church, and after every meeting she comes to me and she says, I needed to hear that. Well, I'm glad you need that. It was for me. That's an N. You need to hear. And you need to hear the things that have been presented to you here. Thessalonians, you needed to hear that. God saw that you needed to hear that. He brought you here for that purpose. Dear Lord, speak, make me listen. I'm so dull of hearing. You know, my hearing is going to, I think, you know, I shouldn't say anything about our hearing, but it's true. It's true. As you get older, it's always more and more of less and less hearing. But it shouldn't be that way in our souls, in our spirits. Lord, help me to listen. Everything depends upon how well I listen. How I listen. We're admonished to listen. To hear. I want to hear what the Lord has to say to me today. And then I want to get a slap on the cheek, and the Lord said, eat dot. Eat dot. You need dot. You're not going to grow. Isn't it good? Isn't it good at camp? Isn't it good? Isn't it good? What does he say here? I would have fed you with the finest of the wheat. I would have subdued your enemies under you. He's always at work in our behalf. But he would fulfill his good design over me. Thank God that I'm in here. I'm here. And under the hearing of his voice. And so my wife recovered. She's okay. You'll be okay too if you listen. Listen. Can we ask the Lord to help us to listen?
Yes.
Did you hear him in the playing the organ? There was an expression there that's on my heart. We are gathered for thy blessing. We would wait upon our God. Oh, that he might. How does that go? That he might speak. Spirit, Spirit, now, melt, move all of our hearts with love. Breathe on us from above with all time power. Is that in your heart? You have a cry like that, Lord. You've promised. Thank you, Lord. You're here to fulfill your promise. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You have to be hungry. I have to be hungry. That's the way I come to the table. And that's the way I come to this gathering. I'm hungry. Lord, feed me. You promised. You said if I open my mouth wide, you're going to fill it. And so, Lord, I'm opening my mouth wide. And pour out your Spirit upon me, Lord. And then let it spill over. Pour out your Spirit upon everyone. Everyone. Oh, Lord, that your work may continue. Your good design over us may be fulfilled. Satisfy your heart with me, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Oh, I'm satisfied. I'm satisfied with Jesus. But the question comes to me when I think of Calvary, is the Master satisfied with me? Oh, you can work, Lord, in such a way that my life will satisfy you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's thank him. Let's thank him. Come into his presence with thanksgiving. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Spirit now melt and move all of our hearts with love. Breathe on us from above with old time.
Hallelujah. together number 127. I'm sorry, 125. 125.
Hallelujah.
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 With us this morning, so I'm going to ask him to come now.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here with you. I'd just like to say that repeatedly during this summer season, I've had reason to be thankful for our devotional book that we've had for the staff, which were excerpts from Francis Ridley Havergal's Kept for the Master's Use. As we've read from day to day, I've just thanked God for speaking to my heart, challenging me, and inspiring me. Also, the memory verse that was on the bookmark, if you say that verse to me today, I'm going to tell Heidi, and you can go down to the boathouse and choose a treat, all right? So that's from Romans 12:1, as you know, and I'll make that offer to you also. It's a good verse to know by heart, and a better thing to do it from your heart, to present yourself to God. As we just heard this morning, just place yourself in that place where you can receive what He has for you. And that's what it is. You know, God is debtor to none of us. His people are showered with blessings, unnumbered and unmeasured and untold. And how wonderful it is to just put yourself there in that place where that blessing can flow to you in fullness. Praise the Lord. So I'm so thankful to be here today, and God bless you, everyone.